is not the type of town where we would want to stay. Astro girl, packing in your sad case. I'm your astro boy, cause I can give you space. Light you enough to set you free. But I wanted you so much, it just about slayed me.
And welcome to the Rampage on the Airways podcast show number 2. We're fucking back. I'm sorry, there hasn't been a show in I don't know how long. I've been sort of like caught up with stuff and like planning for this, for the baby special, which is this show. Yeah, this show is the aftermath of Bay Beats part 1. And basically the aftermath of Bay Beats it's just gonna be this little stupid thing that's gonna go on this show. It's gonna be a 3-part series kind of thing, and basically we're just gonna play all the bands that played at Bay Beats this year, and we're gonna probably like talk about the bands, and we have a whole lot of interviews lined up for all the 3 shows. So yeah, this is part 1 of the aftermath of Bay Beats. Yeah, and the song that we started off with was Etc. They played they were the first band on day 3 of Bay Beats this year at the Chill Out stage, and I think they were a good band to start off with, because like when they played it was like 6 odd I think, and they played at the Chill Out stage, and the kind of music is like, you know, like you just want to like sit down and listen to the music. It's not exactly like soothing kind of thing, but it's like nice to sit down and chill out to. Exactly describes like the location that they are playing, and yeah, I just think that it was a good band, good place, good time. And the song that you heard just now was Astro Girl. Yeah, Astro Girl. So we're going to go into the second song right now. It's by a band from KL, and they're called One Buck Short. They played at Bay Beats as well, of course. I mean, like every band that that's gonna be on the show and the next show and the next show is must have played at Baby's this year. And yeah, One Buck Short, I think they were okay. Honestly, I haven't heard of the songs like before Baby's, and when I went to Baby's, I was kind of impressed because I didn't think that they were this good. I mean, not like trying to put them down, but I mean, yeah, they were quite good, and they were like they played at a good time around 9, I think, and there were a lot of people around them, and I mean, like, they played right before Plain Sunset. I think it was on Saturday, the second day of Baybeats, and there were a lot of people. The arena couldn't like take in everyone, so people had to stand outside and everything. And I was one of the people who had to stand outside, but I didn't miss much. I think from outside we have a better view of the audience and everything. And yeah, I think they were cool in the sense that they actually gave out free t-shirts to the crowd. Yeah, and why not you just listen to the song? It's One Buck Short with That Day. Okay, so for those of you who were at Baybeats last weekend, for one day, for 2 days, or maybe for even 3 days, you must have noticed how awesome it was, to say the least. I really enjoyed myself last weekend. I mean, the bands, they were amazing. The people were amazing. The organization of the event went smoothly. And yeah, I think that every year Baybeats improves in terms of like the turnout gets better every year, and we have, like, this year we had the new observation deck thing that was introduced, and yeah, it's just like they get artists to like speak about their experiences, and yeah, they had I caught like about 10 minutes of Derek Hess's talk on the first day, was it? Yeah, it was on the first day at the observation deck. And yeah, besides him, there was, I think, Pop-Tart, and let's see, who else? The Velvet Team, which we're gonna play later on the show. And I think that's all I have to say about Baby It's This Year. The next song we're gonna go into is by a band called The Vacant Affair. They opened day two of Bay Beats at the arena, and I think they were a great choice to kickstart Bay Beats on that on day two. And we did an interview with them, with Matt, actually, just Matt from A Vacant Affair. He was nice enough to sacrifice the Velvet Teen to do the interview with him, so I think I'll just stop talking too much shit and we'll just go into the interview. Okay, here we have Matt from A Vacant Affair. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Do you want to tell us a bit about the band?
Okay, AVA has been around for 2 years. Initially, we were playing as a 5-piece band. Then, we expanded to 6-piece because we want to try something different. Uh-huh. Experiment with 3 guitars. So, yeah, that's about it.
Okay, so you guys just released an EP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you want to tell us more?
Okay, this our debut EP, which consists of 5 songs. Two of the 5 were already written during our five-piece days. The other 3 during the 6-piece days. So these 5 songs are really like, this EP is like the baby for us, lah. It's really everything we ever really wanted. Because when we started AVA, we really wanted to put songs together to send a message out and really do our own thing, lah. So these 5 songs really mean a lot to us, and if you want me to put a short description of what the EP is gonna be like, it's gonna be heavy, it's gonna be heartfelt. Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, I'm sure you want people to buy your EP, so where can people get it?
Right now, if you can make it for Baby's Day 3, we'll still be on sale at the Wake Me Up store. Right after it, it will be available at the Wake Me Up music shop. And hopefully we are pushing it to HMV and Tower Records. I think it's definitely possible, so you'll probably see it there.
Okay, and you guys also recently joined Wake Me Up Music before you released your EP.
Yes.
So how is it different, like, before and after joining Wake Me Up?
Okay, before we joined Wake Me Up, we were really, really independent. Like, we had every decision we had to make ourselves, and when we need guidance, there was no one, or no, there's nobody to really guide us, to tell us what direction to go, who to talk to, where can you get gigs and stuff like that. So everything's very indie. We have to make friends and get connections, talk to the organizers, and try to do gigs as much as possible. So after Wake Me Up approached us, it was actually because they kind of knew our vision of what we wanted to do, to put a positive message out to the people. And yeah, so the Wake Me Up guys approached us, and we had a meeting for a few weeks, and in the end we both agreed, lah, like, it's good to join Wake Me Up. And right after we joined Wake Me Up, a whole lot of things happened for us. We had a lot of gigs, gig opportunities. We played at Project Greengrass, at the Youth Park. We could have played at Esplanade before Babies, but there was some screw up. Yeah. So there are really a lot of opportunities for us to showcase our music, and more importantly, they really guide us a lot. They gave us a lot of tremendous advice that really helped us in printing the EP, setting the EP right, and printing the t-shirts. Yeah, they are really awesome.
Okay, you have a lot of nice things to say about Wake Me Up. And, you were the opening band for the arena on day 2 of Baby.
How do you feel playing Baybeats for the first time?
Okay, it's my personal dream, and I waited for 3 years for it to happen. And as a band, collectively, we waited 2 years. So when we knew that we could play for Baybeats, it was just surreal. And today, just now, this evening, there's no words. No words can explain the view, the feeling. No words. It was amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it must have been awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna play a song of the new EP right now. It's called Departure. Yeah. Anything you'd like to say about the song?
It's one of out of five songs that Departure is the newest one. And if you're looking forward to an LP, the LP will sound like Departure, along the lines.
This is a Vacant Affair with Departure.
Okay, that was A Vacant Affair with The Departure. You can find them at www.myspace.com/vacantaffair. And go out and buy the EP. I think, yeah, like he said, it's right now only available at the Wake Me Up store at Queenstown. But yeah, stay tuned and you might see it at HMV Tower Records soon. So keep updated with their site. And yes, they also have songs on their MySpace. So if you want to have an idea of what the EP is gonna sound like, you can check out their MySpace again. Yeah, and if you heard, like, during the interview just now, there was music playing in the background. That was because we were not very far away from the arena stage when we did the interview. And the Velvet Teen was playing, like I said, Matt sacrificed seeing the Velvet Teen to do the interview. So thanks a lot, Matt. Yeah, AVA, they're on tour right now with Kellaway from Australia, which also played at Bay Beats, and we're gonna hear the song right after this. But yeah, Vacant Affair is right now on tour with Kellaway. They are in KL playing KL playing a show, and they'll be back here on Friday. I think, yeah, they'll be back here on Friday at Home Club to play another show at, yeah, and I think it's $12 with a free drink. So you might want to go and catch AVA and Kellaway before Kellaway goes back to Australia. This is gonna be the last show in Asia before Kellaway, they go back to Australia. And yeah, Kellaway is this really amazing band that I saw. Yeah, if like one buckshot I didn't hear of the songs before Baybeats. Calloway, I didn't even hear of the band itself before Baybeats. But like when I went there, they were the opening band for the arena again on day 3 of Baybeats. I was really impressed by the band. I think I don't know what to say, but they're just good. We did another interview with them, and yes, here you go. Interview with Calloway, live on location at the Esplanade, Baybeats 2006.
We're with JP and Sharon right here at the Esplanade Baybeats Festival. Hi guys.
How you doing?
Do you want to tell us about the significance of the name Calloway?
Well, it doesn't really mean anything. It's just the name of a town that I found in a book. We needed a band name, so me and Cheddar, the drummer, went to a little library and got a big pile of books, and he fell asleep after about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then I found it, and it's just stuck since then. It doesn't really mean anything, but we just wanted something that had a ring to it that we liked.
Yeah, it does have the ring to it.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Did you tell me that? Because I didn't know.
Yeah, you guys are the opening band for day 3 of Baybeats Festival at the arena. How does it feel to play in Singapore?
Yeah, it's really good. This is our first international tour. So, Singapore is an awesome city. We had a good turnout, and yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, how has it been in Singapore since you guys came?
It's awesome, man. We've had like good people helping us. Dex from Wake Me Up is helping us, so everything was sort of smoothed out. We're a little bit scared because the laws here are so strict, and if we do things that regular at home, we come here and we'll get our asses kicked for it. So
yeah,
but we're having a ball. It's wicked.
Cool. So after this Baybeats thing, you're gonna do some shows with A Vacant Affair, which is a local band as well. So do you want to tell us more about the tour?
Yeah, well, I think, when are we playing in KL? Wednesday. We're playing in KL on Wednesday, coming back to Singapore and playing on Friday at home club with Back in Affair, and hopefully we can get some people down.
Yeah.
Should be good shows.
Yeah.
How about the current plan, the plans of the band, like after the tour, are you going back to Australia doing more shows, something like that?
We've just done heaps and heaps of shows. Recently, not really of late, but in the last 6 months we've done a whole lot of shows. So what we want to concentrate on now is recording, because that CD that was released is actually recorded in February last year.
Yeah.
Before the band even played a show, so we just want to do new stuff now. So when we get home, we don't really want to play too many shows. We just want to record.
Yeah. So we're gonna be looking forward to a new album soon.
Yeah. Hopefully around Christmas or just after, more likely.
Yeah. Thanks again, guys. We're gonna play a song off the album. Do you want to talk about the song and introduce the song?
Loaded.
Yeah. You're listening to Loaded.
Yeah.
Oh,
come to the sad, sad part of the show where I have to say goodbye to all of you. But don't worry, we're gonna see you soon. I'm hoping the next show is gonna come out this weekend. The aftermath of Waybeats parts 2 and 3. Yeah, so look forward to it. It's probably gonna come out this weekend, but if you already subscribed to the podcast, then thank you very much. You don't have to check back. It'll auto update because technology is awesome like that. Yeah, and I'm gonna give out the links. Let's see. If you go to the Rampage on the Airwaves .blogspot.com blog, and after every post you'll see a comments button. Please just click on that and tell us what you think. Yes, just tell us we suck. Tell us you love us. Whatever. Just leave a comment, okay? And if you have anything to say, okay. If you don't wanna like let everyone see whatever you wanna say, you can just email us at rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com. Rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com. Yeah, just if you have anything to say, anything at all, just email us. And if you have MySpace, add us on MySpace, www.myspace.com/rampageontheairwaves. It's not very difficult to remember. It's not very difficult to spell as well. So go on our MySpace, add us, look at, oh yeah, you can click on the pictures, right? I uploaded some pictures that we took at Waybeats with some of the bands. And leave us picture comments or just comment on MySpace and we will give one right back to you because one good deed deserves another. And yeah, I mean, visit our website www.rampageontheairwaves.blogspot.com. I'll put up a link there, which will link to our page on Podcast Alley, which is a podcast directory. Yeah, it's the biggest podcast directory online where we list all the podcasts on that website, and I'll leave a link to that page, and you can vote for Rampage on the Airwaves on Podcast Alley. It's just a 2-minute process. You just click on that link and then they'll ask for your email. You just enter your email and you check your email and you just confirm. You click on the confirmation link and yeah, your vote is registered. Don't worry, there will be no spyware or virus or some shit like that. It's just vote for us and yeah. Basically that's it. That's this the show for today. This has been the aftermath of Waybeats part 1. Please stay tuned for parts 2 and 3 of the aftermath of Waybeats. Thanks for listening to Rampage on the Airwaves. We are gonna end the show with a band called The Velveteen. Yeah, The Velveteen, and the song is called Captive Audience. Bye bye.
Never fall from the sky.
show.